This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. When we think about getting cattle ready for long-term success, most of the attention goes to cows in the breeding herd. But the story really starts much earlier, as soon as the calves hit the ground. We'll talk more with the folks at Purina coming up next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
Calves face stress the moment they hit the ground, and how we support them in those first few hours and weeks can shape their lifetime productivity. I had the chance to talk with Dr. Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina to talk about what producers need to know when it comes to managing calf stress and building a strong gut foundation.
Yeah, so, when we're talking about the calves that I work with, those are really our hand-raised calves. And so we don't have mom cow to make sure that she's taking care of gut health. And so we have to make sure as producers that we're doing that to the best of our ability. And gut health is really the cornerstone of successful lifetime productivity. And what's unique about very young calves is that we are really building and setting the stage for what that gut is going to look like long term. So all kinds of things can set that off, including stress, the way we feed them, if there's changes in our management. So making sure that we have consistency is key.
That foundation becomes even more important when you remember that young calves are essentially starting with a monogastric system that must transition into a functioning rumen. Dr. Genther-Schroeder says that that shift naturally brings added stress and makes animals more vulnerable during those early stages.
Yeah, and so it's a really interesting transition. We're essentially starting with an animal that's almost like a monogastric, but that is transitioning into a ruminant as we're feeding them. And so that comes along with stress. So any type of stressor in our very young animals is a little more stressful for them than it would be our older animals. And so that would include things like scours that our calves typically go through, weaning, which is really our biggest transition from liquid feed, pre-weaning, to post-weaning, which would be dry feed, which is where we really rely on that rumen. And so making sure that we manage that stress as consistently and successfully as possible, making sure that those calves are as little stressed as possible going through that period, will really influence how they're able to eat that dry feed as well as how that rumen will develop, including the microbiome.
She says that's why producers need to stay ahead of predictable stress points like scours and weaning and focus on keeping calves as comfortable and consistent as possible. That consistency pays off because the early part of a calf's life is when immune function, gut tissue, and the microbiome all take shape. She says that the right nutrition program makes a major difference.
Yeah. So again, going back to very consistent management, making sure you're doing the same things every day that are optimal for our calves. And remembering that the earlier we start focusing on those things in those very young calves, the better we're doing. The first few hours, days, and weeks of a calf's life are really critical for developing those systems that they are going to rely on for the rest of their lives. We're building that gut tissue. We're building the barrier. We're building the immune function in the gut, which is a really big portion of the total immune function, as well as the microbiome. And so providing them with good quality colostrum from the very beginning, giving them the right nutrients at the right time. So a nice plan of nutrition from Milk Replacer, as well as a good quality, very palatable starter feed to get them to start consuming it, as well as gut health technologies and supplements that might influence how those animals go through stress and help them.
Dr. Genther-Schroeder says the goal is to support calves so they can deal with stress when it happens without losing ground in their growth or health. Consistency, clean management, quality colostrum, balanced nutrition, and the right gut health technology all work together to build a calf that can thrive as it moves from weaning period and beyond. For more on this story, go to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.